A patient named Ronald Settler, S-E-T-L-E-R, date of birth 11/4/63, date of service 5/26/23. This is a 59-year-old male patient. Here today, complaining of right ear pain. Also needs a supplement for his hypertension. He's been taking irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide. However, he has elevated potassium when he takes that, so he has discontinued that. He was advised to do so after having a visit to the emergency room for evaluation after having hyperkalemia, period, in a paragraph. No other issues verbalized. There's no chest pain, shortness of breath, no abdominal pain, no activity intolerance, period, in a paragraph. Blood pressure today, 156 over 101, pulse 101, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 97%. Allergies to ceftonir and fish oil, current medication, the irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide, which will now be discontinued. We're going to add to that today Norvasc 5 milligrams on a daily basis. That will be a new prescription for today. Medical history, hypertension, asthma, migraines, depression, anxiety, surgical history, hernia, and right shoulder surgery. Social history, he does continue to smoke one pack per day of cigarettes, also occasionally drinks alcohol. Period in the paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane. Erythema is present. Canals are grossly clear. The landmarks are not visible. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm. Positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute otitis media. Patient will receive amoxicillin 875 BID 10 days. Number 20, period, new paragraph. Hypertension, not at target. We will start him on Norvasc 5 milligrams on a daily basis. We will obtain a new set of labs on him at the next office visit. Prior labs have been reviewed, period, new paragraph. Patient understands plan of care. He will return to clinic as needed. Next patient. Patient name Truett, T-R-U-E-T-T, last name Fogelman, F-O-G-L-E-M-A-N, and date of birth 10/17 of 20, date of service 5/26 of 23. This is a 2-year-old little boy. Mom brings him in due to having some nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Also, he has had fever up to 102 over the last several days. No fever in the last 2 days, however. Also associated loss of appetite, red throat. He's had these symptoms for several days now. He's not taking any medication relief. He does take fluids very well, period, in a paragraph. Pulse within normal limits, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenating at 99% on room air. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, negative surgical history, negative social history. Lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph. Labs today include a flu test and strep test. They were both negative, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented. He does look tired. He is being held in his mom's lap. She easily consoles him. He does not cry, period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area is erythematous. Strawberry tongue noted. Oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly. No lipodynopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm. Positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period to paragraph. Assessment implant. Acute pharyngitis. Tonsillitis, patient will be given amoxicillin, 200 per 5 ml, 7.5 ml POBID, number 150 ml, period, new paragraph. Nausea, vomiting, Zofran, 4 mg per 5 ml, 2.5 ml PO, 3 times a day, PRN, nausea, vomiting, number 15 ml, period, new paragraph. He used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Mom's going to continue in monitoring symptoms and return to clinic or call if not improving.